South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster signed an open carry gun law on Monday. He says the new law enhances South Carolinians' ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Starting August 15th, the state will be a Second Amendment sanctuary, and the $50 fee for a concealed weapon permit will vanish. Gun sanctuaries are where unconstitutional gun laws would not be enforced. In recent years, they have been a means for states and gun rights activists to ignore federal restrictions on guns. As of 2020, over 400 municipalities in over 20 states passed resolutions ignoring state and federal restrictions on guns. What's more, Texas is pushing to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. Under South Carolina's new law, concealable weapons, defined as guns shorter than 12 inches, can be carried in plain sight once gun owners have completed training and a background check. And the law still lets businesses prohibit open or concealed firearms, and it allows for temporary restrictions like for festivals, etc. Biden's administration has proposed plans to restrict gun access, including banning certain semi-automatic rifles and revoking immunity from gun manufacturers. That's on the backdrop of 194 mass shootings this year, including four especially deadly shootings, two in Colorado, one in Indiana, and one in Atlanta. Proponents of the law argue that it will not turn South Carolina into some Wild West, and gun rights proponents more broadly assert guns help law-abiding citizens resist tyrannical governments and defend themselves from criminals and lawbreakers.